Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys.
Here we go. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Well, let's talk a little bit about training. Let's talk a little bit with a gentleman that a lot of people call a master trainer. I haven't trained with him yet. I probably will call him that when I finally get to. He is Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. How you doing today, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you doing?
I'm good. Now, I called Dave this past Tuesday to see if we're going to get back on our Tuesday schedule, and Dave was teaching a class. And I didn't want to interrupt Dave teaching his class because he's been out of commission for a little bit, and him getting back in the saddle is as important to him as it is to the people that train under him and listen to what he has to say. But how did the class go?
It actually went extremely smooth. I was very pleased with the guy's performance. Of course, that's a point of interest. You know, I cover right up front during the in-brief. I just lay it out point blank. You know, I can only do my best work or take them as far as I'm capable of taking them based on their willingness to apply themselves. And they all took it to heart. Of course, there's, a glitch or two in the matrix as things become aggressively relaxed would be the best way to describe it. I put a lot of emphasis on mental agility or your mental capacity to rapidly collect, prioritize, and collect information, and only that information that is important to solving the problem, make a decision and act on it. Another way of describing it is mental and physical synchronization. And what I mean by that is, normally in the flow of things, you make a decision and there's a time lag between the decision and the initiation of action. I put a lot of emphasis on reducing the amount of time that transpires between the decision and the action. Of course, everything is reliant on, the individual understanding that everything is important and everything matters. But the key to that statement is the simple fact that the individual is the one that decides what is important and what matters at any particular moment in time as it relates to really anything, but primarily solving the combat shooting problem, that's presented. I've got a very eclectic style, I guess really that's the only word to use. I like to mix it up. I like to keep it, on point with, not only the individual's goals, but my own training goals, that I've set for the crew. But, goals are different for everybody. Some people are there looking for a golden nugget. Some people may be in over their head and not know it. And that's a train wreck when they realize it. But, the psychology of it is, I have no, official education whatsoever in respect to psychology or any of that type of stuff. But I do understand, what it takes to evaluate someone based on what they show me. That's a interesting point in and of itself. Everybody's got a resume. I have one. Big deal. It states a lot of, important information, but it's just information, in a 2D format. And the bottom line is people can say they've accomplished anything they want. The truth comes out the moment they put themselves into action. They'll show me, exactly where they're at, what they know and understand, based on my analysis of their performance. This past effort was
Did we lose Dave? Will?
You hear me?
I lost you there for a second. You just went away in the middle of
It was kind of like a fade. A tower jump or something.
You were telling you were talking about the Matrix. It was the Matrix.
I must have been talking to a dead phone for a few minutes then. I was quite a bit ahead of you.
Yeah.
I kind of had to, working with the St. Paul, Minneapolis crew. There were other satellite police agencies involved. And pretty much what I really enjoyed about the crew that Ed put together, they were all firearms instructors of one level or another of their respective police departments. And when that became known, I plugged in the cadre level aspects of what we were doing. Of course, being in that part of the country, I kind of had to go through the program and sterilize it. Not for foul language, for just actual language in respect to combat.
Right.
Normally, I refer to that class as or that program as integrated weapons work for urban combat. That turned into effective gunfighting with integrated weapons, which is still the same thing, but it doesn't have that aggressive sound to it,
Well, I don't know that you need to. I understand what you're trying to do. We're coming up on the first break, so hold on for me right there, if you would. Combat Speed, right. LLC. You can find their website, combatspeed.com. And there, it is very much a work in progress, but there, as Dave gets more and more back on the horse and back in the saddle and doing his classes and everything, there should be some announcements there as it goes along. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. franklinarmory.com. Talking to Dave Harrington. Talking a little combat pistol craft. Or actually today we're talking a little combat speed LLC, because I've never really discussed that with him. Now, I was talking to you about how classes go and you were describing a few things to me. I'm going to go straight to your website and let's look at the three things that it shows you offering right now. And do, okay. So we're going to do the predication. You prefer somebody like James Yeager host your class, right? A range or a gun club or school calls you up and they're going to put together a class in their locale, and you travel to that locale and you teach the class on site. That's basically the way that describes, yeah?
Correct.
That actually, I've thought about that, and I know that even James, with his facility that he has in Camden, Tennessee, he takes his show on the road too, but he's got a bunch of instructors to where he can still do classes there. You're a one-man show, so do you have a place there locally that you also train people as well?
Well, I have the berm. My secret shooting site.
Okay.
And, the funny thing is I rarely work in my own backyard. Normally, when I'm working, I'm traveling.
Right.
When I'm home, I'm home. I do, the closest I've worked near home is, of course, I live in South Tampa, but Leesburg, Florida, which is about 2.5 hours north of where I'm at. Coming back to the dead zone speak, did I get into, my eclectic style? Did that come across?
You did.
Okay, cool. Then I'm good. Next point of interest.
So you have three prerequisites. You must be able to speak and understand English. That explains itself. You must be able to pay attention and follow instructions, which I would imagine that can be a challenge from time to time. I've always gone, until very recently, I've always gone into something not as open-minded as I probably should be. And you must have a current concealed weapons permit unless you live in a state with constitutional carry.
Right, that's kind of a discriminator in a sense. I don't train criminals.
I understand.
And basically, a permit is it's a vetting tool. It's the only vetting tool I have. It's amazing how the human mind refuses to, a lot of people have trouble self-analyzing. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You ask somebody, and generally, this is just in my experience, people will generally have a much higher opinion of their ability than what is actual.
Right.
And what I have come to understand about that is there really is no standardized measure of skill. And it kind of blows my mind. Now, that's what people think. But if you take a look at all of your major alphabet organizations, They all generally have their own style or flavor of qualification course. But people don't think in terms of, you know, looking up, you know, like we'll use the FBI for a perfect example. You know, what is the FBI qualification standards? Beyond their standard fare, what is the FBI's firearms instructor standard? And you can use those tools. You know, they're all units of measure, so to speak. But it's just not generally understood, nor do people have the imagination or the initiative to follow through on something like that. Generally, the general attitude of your average bear is, I've got my permit, I'm good to go. Well, it's not the case. You know, and it brings up a very interesting point. I spoke with the crew on a cadre level, you know, on an instructor level. Regardless of skill, if you took two individuals and one was, you know, had superior skill over the other, however, they both have permits and they both carry daily, the responsibility on each person is the same regardless of their skill level. You follow me?
I do.
Skill level is almost immaterial when you look at the reality of the responsibility of, you know, being a responsible citizen and carrying out of, you know, individual concern or for the concern of your loved ones, as well as those in uniform, law enforcement, military, respectively. I put it forth to these guys, you know, if you stop to think about that long enough, you'll come to understand that you have to have a serious conversation with yourself in the mirror.
Yep.
In respect to what you're involved in and know that.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hold it right there. We're coming up on the break again.
Yep.
CombatSpeed.com. That's where you can find the descriptions and everything we're working off of. Also on Facebook at Dave Harrington and Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republicans are calling for the vice president to be removed as border czar. Congressman Brian Babin of Texas saying the flood of illegal immigration continues and Kamala Harris has bungled the response.
It's been 3 months since Vice President Harris was given the title of czar and she has yet to go down there. Unbelievable.
New figures from the United Nations reveal a major refugee crisis. More than 80 million people fled their homes last year, making 1% of the world displaced. The UN says that number would have been higher if it not been for the COVID-19 pandemic. The National Hurricane Center says storm conditions are expected to reach the Gulf Coast later today from intercoastal city Louisiana all the way to the Alabama-Florida state line. You're listening to USA Radio News. The redistricting from the 2020 census is starting in one state.
An independent commission in Colorado will reveal a preliminary map of new congressional districts next week, drawing battle lines for the 2022 elections. With Democrats holding a slim 10-seat majority in the House of Representatives, the once-a-decade redistricting after the 2020 census. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Today is officially a federal holiday after President Biden gave approval yesterday to a measure which marks Juneteenth. Juneteenth marks the end of slavery in America, which was actually a few years after the Emancipation Proclamation. The date of the new holiday is June 19th, but it's being observed today due to it falling on a Saturday this year. When signing the legislation at the White House on Thursday, President Biden saying great nations don't ignore their most painful moments and acknowledging those moments help a nation heal and grow stronger. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Going back to the website, you have two flavors of pistol, entry-level and comprehensive.
Right.
Now, entry-level, I would presume it's pretty self-explanatory. On your website, it says this is for the entry-level individual who are interested in acquiring a pistol or have purchased a pistol but have no training in its practical use. Do you have people coming to you that have no guns?
Oh, yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, that's been happening more frequently. And I found myself, providing it, farming out my backup gear, my backup sets, my backup kits. But those are few and far between. They're generally private training as a favor, more so,
right,
more often than not. I had a distraction. A huge wasp was trying to kill me. But I want to wrap up that point I was making before the last break.
Yes, sir.
The trying to put, emphasis on, the seriousness of the responsibility of being a firearms instructor. And, of course, there's many different flavors. But, teaching someone the mechanics of shooting and imparting marksmanship skill to that person is a prereq for combat marksmanship. But the thing about it is, best case scenario, you should be a marksman and a good marksman and understand the mechanics of shooting and how it's applied to better understand combat marksmanship in respect to time and not having the luxury of time. Whereas you would encourage a marksman to take or use as much time as they feel necessary to place a shot. In combat, you don't have the luxury of time, and you certainly don't want to spend the rest of your life aiming. You have to learn, how to set the gun up for success and accept what is to make the hit as soon as possible. And that is not easily understood by many. In an instructional from an instructional standpoint, sure, you want to describe what is best case, but if you really think about it, when have you ever worked with best case? When have you ever seen best case? It's rare. Generally, when I'm operating at speed to solve a combat shooting problem, I am working with, everything is less than in pursuit of minimizing the amount of time it takes to make the hits. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
So it's a judgment call on the individual. What is acceptable? You don't have time to work or set up best case. If it happens, great. Take advantage of it. But I rarely, for example, firing a combat speed bull. I just recently posted on Super Dave Harrington, the live demo during the program of the combat speed bull for the crew. And I actually shanked my first shot right over the target at 1 o'clock because from a, I had the live demo energy to work with to draw on, and I fired, the combat speed bull is 10 rounds on a B8 target at 25 yards from the holster, 10 rounds in 10 seconds. You have to have all 10 hits in the target inside the scoring rings in order to score. Otherwise, it's a fail. Well, on that particular demo, I executed so aggressively, I saw what I needed to see. The problem was I triggered that first round without allowing or firming up my firing grip. So the first round got away from me, and I saw it and knew it wasn't good, but I didn't allow it to distract me from finishing the task at hand. And before I went down range, I called it, I told them, I'd like to have 10, but I'm calling 9 hits in the target. And I went ahead and posted the majority of folks they'll make do 2 or 3 takes or whatever and post the best one. Not a big deal. I understand that. But I like to post what is actual, what actually happens, because it's everything is important and everything matters. Everything has value. And the value of a video in that demo, as I reviewed it for the first time, it was a fail on the effort. However, the total execution was an excellent example of awareness, visual awareness, and reading your sights and calling your shots, because I was able to, you know, clearly state, I know I have 9 hits in target, and, because I shanked the one. But it depends on what you're looking for. Everything has value. It just depends on, are you smart enough or savvy enough to recognize it for what it is and benefit from it.
I get it.
More along the lines. Go ahead.
No. I get what you're saying. I mean,
it's just like extracting the positive, having the experience to extract the positive out of the negative.
Cool beans. The inner game of shooting, I guess. I mean, that's where I suffer the most.
Your mental game?
My mental game. My mental game, if I'm not doing well, I get into my own head and I start to... If I'm doing bad, I will be doing worse. And then something will happen, and then
on that, brother.
I know I do. That's why I got to take a ride down to Florida. Coming up on the next break on YouTube, Dave has a YouTube channel, Super Dave Harrington. You should go check that out just because he's got a couple little short videos on there that are purely instructional that are well worth just going there for that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
There are just too many times people coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. That's the home of the binary trigger, Salus, Reformation Line, Providence, Militia Line. Check them out. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Finally, we get to the, now, is there anything you want to finish up before we go to this last thing? Because now we're making this full circle. Because
I'm good, man.
On your website, your final course is Integrated Weapons for Urban Combat. Now, is that something you've decided to change the name of because of the way it sounds?
I did it for them because of their political situation up there.
Oh. Okay. That's interesting.
In respect to course material I provided and...
You're talking about in Minnesota?
Correct.
Okay.
The course title, program title, and the material that I provide, kind of wordsmith a little bit, sterilize it a little bit. Not a big deal. It all means the same thing. You're killing people. You're conditioning yourself. You're training, practicing, and rehearsing to kill people that need killing. When the time, comes, I mean, they're the ones that decide it, but based on their actions, criminals will do criminal stuff. Here's an interesting point, if I may go off on a tangent. The strong shepherd the weak, correct?
Right.
So what happens when the strong shepherd the weak to the extent that the weak far outnumber the strong? Things get upside down. So what kind of control mechanism do you put into place to prevent that from happening?
You have to teach the weak.
Exactly. You have to teach the weak how to be strong. Right? But then you got your work cut out for you. Because what I just described is kind of like what I see, think, and feel about what's going on, you know, in our country today. The strong have taken care of and shepherded the weak to the extent that the weak far outnumber the strong, and nothing's changed for the weak because they still want to be taken care of for free.
Yeah.
Instead of working for what they want. That's out.
That's always been the case, though, right? I mean, do you know the story behind the, have you ever heard of the Shaolin monasteries?
Sure.
So do you know how they started?
Remind me.
Okay. So in the early days, of China, the Shaolin monastery existed, and they were constantly being set upon by bandits. Bandits would come in there, kick their butts, take everything they had, all their food, everything else. And as they were leaving, they'd say, "We'll be back." And then they would come. It was a regular thing. They were doing it all the time. They were quite sickly. They were not. They were the weak people. They were weak men. So this Indian monk, who was also Buddhist, named Bodhidharma, he shows up one day, and now he's been studying animal movements. And he's come up with this hand-to-hand combat set of skills. And he's developed it. And he gets there, and he's looking at the Shaolin monks, and he's like, "Listen, I know you guys want to be peaceful, but in order for you to be peaceful and prosperous, you're going to have to be able to maintain that peace. So there is a time to fight." So he started training them how to fight. And, of course, that was the beginnings of whatever you want to call the Chinese martial arts. Some people call it Kung Fu, Gung Fu, Wushu. Whatever you want to call it, that was the beginning of the Chinese martial art, which is probably the beginning of all martial arts. And although all countries seem to have developed their own little hand-to-hand fighting style, but it was a... What he did was he took these helpless people and he turned them into pacifists. Do you understand? And the characterization I use here is that you, for example, I would consider you to be a pacifist because if you have your druthers, you would rather have a peaceful day and just go about your business and not worry about anything. However, you do have the option and the skill set to destroy everybody in the room. And that's what makes you a pacifist. You have the capability of choice.
Right. That's an interesting perspective.
Well, I mean, I get out there and I see some of these people that get out there and that they seem to think gun owners are just a combative lot. And most concealed carriers that I know that have never been involved in the military or law enforcement, I never hear any of them boasting about how, "Hey, you know what, I'm going out today and I sure do hope I have to shoot somebody." I never hear that. All of the concealed carriers I know, none of them ever say that. And all of them do their very level best to try to avoid trouble. And then if trouble does come, then they flip a switch.
Correct.
After they've tried everything they can. Now, when somebody with that kind of mentality comes to you, I can only imagine what comes out the other end of that little tunnel.
I actually do not entertain people that have that mentality.
What about
I mean, you know, if I were to ID it, that's not, that kind of flies in the face of acquiring a higher level of understanding and skill, because the fact of the matter is, you know, firearms in and of themselves are very intuitive, just based on their, the way they're made and, used. You don't need, you know, there's people that have no training or practice, kill other human beings every day simply because because of the intuitiveness of picking up a handgun or a rifle or a carbine, pointing it, and firing it.
Oh, I would say 99% of them do. 99% of the people who actually use a gun in self-defense are not trained to a level that you would recognize, or I would recognize.
Right. I understand that. Yeah. Very good.
So, in any event...
Well, just the flip side of that coin is, you know, my business name when I first started was Marshall Gun, drawing on, you know, my martial arts background and experience and blending the two.
Right.
But it's that whole martial mentality of having, you know, constantly training, practicing, and rehearsing to acquire the highest level of skill possible, you know, within, you know, the limits of human function and what God gave you to work with. But from a standpoint of being prepared to handle any eventuality, were it to become necessary, but you certainly do not wish something like that to transpire.
Absolutely. We're about to run out of time. No, nobody. I can't think of anybody that would ever do that. I mean, it's certainly... The difference is that there's some people that can turn it on, and there's some other people that just can't conceive of it. And the ones who can't conceive of it are the weak, and the ones who can turn it on are people like you. So that's why I'm coming to Florida there, big dog. But listen.
All right, brother man.
Thanks very much for joining me today.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill.
You betcha.
I'm...
We'll be right back. Coming up next, Paloma Campana, attorney at law. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I beg my pops for the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.